The final episode, the Women Tell All. Oh, no, wrong show. On the final episode, when they decided it was going to be you, everybody was going your way. I mean, there was only like one person that said the blonde girl.
Yeah, Jen got clobbered.
I mean, she got clobbered. It was a landslide vote for you. And in some respects, we were like, oh, man, I kind of hope somebody vote for her a little bit.
No, I got to tell you. I was sitting there watching what those people were saying. And it actually, like when my former commander said what he did,
yeah.
I mean, it was humbling to hear him say he would follow me. It really felt good to hear him say that. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm still sitting there watching. I know I've got to go in the boardroom still, where Jen's very good. And I know, you know, this is a reality show. Are they setting me up for a big fall?
Right, right.
So I'm, you know, I thought, okay, all I got to do is I got to put all my cards on the table. And that, you know, that's all I can do. I've performed to the best of my abilities.
Yeah.
I got everything out on the table. And once I'd done that, I was like, hey, whatever happens, happens.
Hey, how dippy does Omarosa look in that Burger King commercial?
I only briefly saw it just real quick the other night. I saw it real briefly, and I didn't get a chance to, you know, see it well enough to comment on it yet. So.
Yeah, all right. That's a smart move right there.
Yeah,
no. I ain't going to comment on that. I'm working for Trump now. I can't say things like that.
So the third season's going to be street smarts versus book smarts. Who do you think's got the edge on that one?
I think it's whoever's got both. You know, in terms of who I would want to hire would be somebody who, you know, not only understands all the dynamics from the book side, but has real-world experience. So I don't know enough about the individual contestants yet to say who I would, you know, who my favorite would be, but hopefully I'll see coming up here pretty soon.
Will you keep in touch with any of these people that you went through this process with?
Absolutely. I'm really good friends with Kevin.
Yeah, you know, Kevin and you were tight. Kevin's a good guy.
You know, Sandy was great. Ivana was great. Maria was great. You know, Andy and I played golf. And
all right, come on. Who would you, if you, just be honest now, you're not saying anything disparaging, but just personalities clash and friendships are made sometimes. Who do you think you will not be receiving a Christmas card from next year?
I doubt that Jen's going to send me a Christmas card.
She hates you. Yeah, it's a reality show. But congratulations on everything, man. I hope it works out for you, because I was rooting for you all along. You seem like a real class act.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
When you getting married?
We're still working on it.
Prenuptial is going to happen.
Would you stop with the prenup
no,
thing,
seriously,
man? You need to ask that question to the man.
No,
that's private business.
No,
he ain't going to answer.
A chapter of Donald Trump's book, the most recent one, I think, is actually about recommending having prenuptials. So.
Yeah, tell your girl that. See what she says. Well, take that book and put it where the sun don't shine.
That's not my answer to that question. I was just pointing that out.
Pointing out the book.
All right.
I'll give you one quick recommendation, though, before we let you go. You should get married prior to the end of your service with Trump, that year commitment. You want that Trump wedding gift. You want Trump to go, hey, have it at my beautiful Miami mansion.
Yeah.
You want that, dude.
Maybe my interaction with Mr. Trump will last longer than a year.
It may, and I hope it does, but still, don't miss out on that Trump wedding gift. All right.
I hear you.
Kelly, congrats, and good luck with everything.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All righty.
That's Kelly Perdue. He is the winner of The Apprentice Season 2, and Season 3 starts when?
I believe it's the 19th of
January.
Wow,
that's 6 days after my birthday.
No, the 20th, excuse me.
Oh, that would be 7 days after my birthday.